Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Natalie Stroker, and she is the Executive Director for the Atlantic Public Library. Good morning to you, Natalie.
Good morning.
Well, April's here. I don't know if you got through April 1st without having a big joke planned on you, but anyhow, we're moving on. And talking about moving on, we're moving on in a big way at the Atlantic Public Library. Let's first remind people that you have a couple days you're going to be closed. Are you taking vacation?
Oh, no. We're going to be closed on Thursday and Friday of this week, April 6th and 7th, for a library conference we're hosting for the Southwest Library area.
That's kind of exciting to know that the librarians from all over Southwest Iowa are coming to Atlantic. And there are so many libraries. What's your expectation for the number of people who will be attending?
We have about 40 people signed up, and that includes the staff here, but we're expecting quite a crowd.
Yes. That's great to have them be coming to Atlantic. Now, you're closed Thursday and Friday. However, you're going to let people in for a little while.
Yes. On Friday the 7th, we're going to have a program through Humanities Iowa. One of their Rhodes Scholars is going to be here to talk about Sherlock Holmes and Britain in the turn of the 20th century.
Okay. And the time for that is?
It starts at 10:15, so we'll be opening the doors to the public at 10 o'clock.
Okay. And that lasts, an hour or so?
It'll be about an hour, and then we'll ask the members of the public to leave and let the librarians get back to their training day.
Okay. Very good. And so this program, it sounds really interesting. This is a presentation by somebody who's kind of studied this and is presenting this around the state?
Yes, it's actually through the Rhodes Scholar Program through Humanities Iowa, so they've been selected, and they get to go all over the state to talk about this topic this year.
Okay, very good. So Sherlock Holmes fans, be sure you come, and then maybe there's some new folks that go, why Sherlock Holmes? This would be really interesting. Okay, then the week of the 9th, just kind of all week, is a pretty special week.
Oh, yes. We're going to be celebrating National Library Week. This is a national celebration for all libraries to just celebrate what makes us great.
We all ought to celebrate because libraries are great. And you have a couple of special things going on during that week.
We do. On Tuesday, April 11th, we're going to be doing an ice cream social from 5:30 to 7, where you can come get some ice cream and share with us what you think is great about libraries.
That sounds pretty yummy, Natalie. And so just stop by anytime between 5:30 and 7. I guess you could have dessert before your main meal, or you can eat your main meal early and have dessert after.
Yep, that's right. Any way that you want to do it.
Okay. And then to end up that week, this is sort of a repeat of an event you had another time, but obviously it was successful.
Yes, we're going to be doing our second annual Shred Day on Saturday, April 15th from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So tell us a bit more about Shred Day. What can I bring, and how is there any special way I should bring it?
We are limiting people to 4 liftable containers, and that can be boxes, it can be bags. What you'll do is you'll pull up along the side of the parking lot, pull in. We'll have volunteers here to unload your vehicle, put it into the garbage can that gets loaded into the shred truck, and everything gets shredded here on site by the shredder.
Okay. Now, does that include like magazines and catalogs, or is it just newspapers? What kinds of things should be brought for shredding?
It's mostly paper. They take a limited amount of plastic, which is basically credit cards. And that can all be put into the same container together, but mostly paper.
Okay. So this would be a good time, assuming you have all your tax work done and you've pulled out the things you need to keep, and maybe there's some things you don't need to keep. This would be a great time to get rid of that stuff.
Oh, yes. And then we will be probably continuing this every year. The Friends of the Library are sponsoring it, and they also volunteer to work it. So it's a great resource. Okay.
So, again, remember, no more than 4 containers, liftable containers, and 1 to 3, just drive up, and there'll be somebody there to help you out. Now, another thing that happens in the spring, as well as the fall, is also happening in April, and it also involves Friends of the Library.
Yes, we'll be having our spring book sale starting Wednesday, April 19th, and going through Friday, April 21st, and it will be open all the hours that the library is open.
That's good to keep it those hours. Now, are you collecting books at this point, and maybe DVDs? And, you know, what are you collecting or not collecting at this point?
We are actually asking people to hold off until next week to turn in their donation just because of this conference we have later this week. Mm-hmm. And we will take just about anything as long as you are comfortable with it being put into the book sale.
Okay. But as I recall, no encyclopedias.
No encyclopedias. We do ask that dictionaries, probably not those as well, unless they're fairly new.
Okay. And does it matter if it's in a foreign language?
It does not matter if it's in a foreign language, no.
Okay. And, of course, one of the greatest things I think happens then is all the kids' books that come in and all the kids' books that go out. What a wonderful opportunity to get some books for the children in the area.
I agree. And it's a great thing for the library. All of the proceeds from the book sale come back to benefit us, and they benefit our children's, adult, and teen programs and other services that we couldn't do without these book sales and without the Friends of the Library.
And the majority of the books, kids' books, I think, are a quarter.
Yes. Kids' books are a quarter. Our hardbacks and larger paperbacks are a dollar, and the smaller paperbacks are 50 cents.
What a deal. What a deal. I always peruse through, just like a lot of other people, I think, that come in, and then you get some of those back because I've read them. But, you know, it's great for the system to recycle those books instead of taking up room on my bookshelf. Now, that's the next to the last week in April. You probably have something to kind of end up the month, too.
Yes, we have a craft day for our K through third graders starting on April 25th, and that's to celebrate Money Smart Week.
What does that mean, Natalie?
Money Smart Week is also a national recognized week to kind of help promote the idea of saving and for planning for the future. So our craft day for the K through third graders will be creating piggy banks.
Oh, great. Great idea. You know, and I hope they pick up those pennies. I hear people say, oh, I don't want those old pennies. I said, I'll take them because they all count up. I mean, the pennies still count up. You know, you're calling this a craft day, and I know you do craft days off and on. And I think we missed one that I think is really kind of fascinating, having to do with duct tape.
Yes, we have a tween duct tape craft day for the 4th through 6th graders on April 10th, which is during National Library Week.
Yes, kind of kicks off the week. And I don't know about you, Natalie, but and I haven't seen a lot of these, but I know there was a contest, for instance, where they could make their prom dress.
Oh, yes, we've had those. We've had people make their ties. I've had people tell me they make shoes out of duct tape. You can make anything out of duct tape.
Holds the world together. If you don't want it to move anymore or you want to be decorative, just get duct tape. Because it comes in all kinds of patterns and colors anymore, too.
Oh, yes. You'd be surprised at what duct tape comes available in. And the library will supply all the duct tape for this program. But we do ask that they register.
Okay. So that is on the 10th. And so you need to be sure, folks, to get registered before that time. Now, I'm guessing there may be a few people who are saying, okay, when are you going to start on the garden? Do you have a magic, a crystal ball?
We are looking at the beginning of May, so be watching for that. We'll be making a bigger announcement once we've got that date set.
Okay. And I know we've talked about this, Natalie, before, but I thought we'd mention it again because I had somebody again the other day say, well, I don't know why they're doing all that. I don't think that's necessary. But the end result is this lovely garden, but it's really out of necessity.
It is. We've had some moisture issues along that side of the library building, and that foundation was laid in 1902. It's been there a long time, so everything needs to be pulled out and regraded, and hopefully that's all it needs. But the stairs need to be replaced, and we figured as long as we have to take care of this, we might as well make it look pretty.
And in addition, well, mentioning looking pretty, you know, hopefully a lot of people will appreciate that. But you're planting a lot of busy stuff out there in the garden.
We are. We're hoping to do programs out there. We're hoping to kind of do some educational things with the children. We're hoping that the Cass County Conservation would be willing to do some things, and we can do some gardening programs out in the garden, as well as just give another space for people to enjoy, use their computer, or just read on a busy, on a day when they don't can't go home.
Mm-hmm. So there are lots of uses planned for it, as well as the necessity behind it. So you should check with every library in your area. I know they all have things going on, and I'm guessing many of them will have things going on the week of the 9th, National Library Week. And, of course, you have a website, and I'm guessing a lot of the other libraries do also. If we want to find out these dates and check up on more, where should we look?
You can go to our website, which is www.atlantic.lib.ia.us, and click on calendar, and everything we're doing is listed right there.
Okay. Thank you very much, Natalie Stuker, who is the director of the Atlantic Public Library. And until next time, here is a thought. It is not time which needs to be managed. It is ourselves.